Lord, thou hast drawn us after thee. Now let us run and never tire. Thy presence shall our comfort be, thyself our hope, our sole desire. 166.
Lord, thou hast drawn us after thee.
I was wondering if we could read one scripture before we pray. This is a scripture that was read this morning, Psalm 81, verse 10. I was thinking of the latter part of the verse, and a little different application than what we had before when we were talking about our desire to have an appetite for the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read it now. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Well, this is going to be a meeting as a ministry as the Lord may lead. And if there's some here this afternoon and normally don't partake in the meeting, that if you feel led of the Lord to get up and speak, that he'll fill your mouth. Let's pray.
Dear sisters and brothers, I'm not a native of your language, but I hope you will understand my very easy sentence I want to give out. We would like to read a short passage from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. We start with verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking onto the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Dear beloved, I think, and I guess everybody knows this story very well, and there is a very nice prophetical picture in it about that the Lord is in our time where we live absent in heaven and praying for us. And this is really a very nice picture, what the Lord's scripture gives before us. But in this afternoon, we would like to make some practical words and helps for everyday steps in the following of the Lord. So there comes the moment where the Lord said to the disciples, "Go into the ship." And there was a special reason why the Lord said this, because before they start, there was a very nice time to be together with the Lord. There are thousands of people, and there was a place, it was a desert place. And when the time was gone, everybody was hungry. And the disciples are talking to the Lord and saying, "You have to send them home because they must eat something." And the Lord said, "No, that's not necessary, because you can give them food." And then they are talking to the Lord, they have only a little bit. It's not enough. Really, it's every time in our life the same. We never have enough to give others. But the Lord's blessings could make from very little, very much. And what is very interesting, a place, what is desert, the Lord said, next moment, "Here is grass. Let them sit down." They must recognize, the disciples, the Lord had prepared a place in this desert where they can sit down, where they can rest, where they are able to get food. And what is very interesting is they could give service for the Lord and to give food to thousands of people. And after this, the Lord said, "Pick up every single one, what you will find on the ground in the grass." And on the end, there are 12 baskets full of bread. really, that was a nice place. That was a wonderful experience with the Lord, to be together with him at this moment. And next moment the Lord said, it's done. Change the place. Go into the ship. Go over the sea straight away to the other side. Leave this place. I remember in my company when I say to my son and to Timothy Council and another one who is working in my company, do this or that, and they don't like it. I must say some minutes later, hey guys, do it. They don't like it. So they walk slowly. And that's the reason why the Lord said in his scripture, he constrained him, the disciples. They were not interested really to leave this wonderful place of the 12 baskets. They know very well it could be dangerous to pass over the sea now. But the Lord said, this is my plan, cross the sea. And the next what the Lord said is, you have to go without my presence. I will stay here. I don't not need longer your service for the multitudes. Cross the sea. I will do the rest by myself. Look, dear sister, dear brother, this is a hard word for a servant to listen to the words of the Lord. Now I don't need you. Have you ever been in such a situation that the Lord said, just now I don't need you. Cross the sea. Go straight away to another place. This moment is a moment of obedience. To listen carefully what the Lord is expecting from me and from you when he is saying, cross the sea. Oh, the disciples, they know what could come. So they go slowly, but they go into the ship. And they start. In this moment, the Lord's scripture give our view to the Lord himself. And the scripture tells us, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. Look, dear sister, dear brother, maybe there's a moment in your life, I know not so very much, so I feel very free to speak very practical. There could be a moment in your life where the Lord said, cross the sea. Change the place where you are now. Or change your service. Or whatever it is in your life. And it could be that you don't feel really good to do it because you could know it can be very, very hard for your soul and for your heart to move the place. But the Lord still is looking upon you. Maybe not in this way how you thought, but he every time is for you working by prayer at God's right hand. Look, they doesn't know, the disciples, what the Lord is doing. They only knows that the Lord had said, I will send the multitudes away without you to do your work and your service, walk your way, I do my way and my work. And so we went up to a special place in the mountains to pray. Look, the ship on the sea, dangerous time is coming. They doesn't know that the Lord is praying because the Lord doesn't say it to the disciples. They are still working in what they know very well because they were fishermen. They know to lead a ship. They know the sea. They know all the things who are necessary to come to the other side of the sea. What they doesn't know is the strength and the power of this creation. Look, dear sister, dear brother, you are on the way. The Lord gives before you. And it becomes evening. We read it. It's not every time sunshine. It's not every time, every day, a nice day. There are also times in our life where it is dark, where you don't see the next step, the next ship, the next wave, where you maybe don't see anything, then only your trouble. You see only your trouble. But remember, there is one who is praying for you. And you are still on the right way. Maybe the disciples ask himself, is it right that we go by the ship to the other side by this terrible wind? But they are still on the right way. Maybe you are on the right way and there is a lot of wind against you. That could be. And everybody from us knows it's not an easy time. It's a time of trusting the Lord. Look, when the wind is against us, we normally start to work hard in this ship. Remember to the story of Jonah. There was also a very big storm and they are working hard. Against the wind, no chance. So it could be in your life that you are hard working, but no change. What is to do? When you are with a ship on a sea, there are rules. The first watch, the second watch, every time 3 hours. I can imagine that they are still waiting in the first watch, first 3 hours. Did the Lord forget us? What is he doing now? Where is he? Time is over, three hours. Next watch is coming, the second one. Still waiting for the Lord. Did he forget us? He never forget you. He never forget me. How hard the wind may be, and how big the waves could be, he never forget you and me. The third watch, still waiting for the help of this one they knows very well, but there is nothing. Sometimes, dear sister, dear brother, we have to wait longer than we expect that the Lord is coming and change our situations and circumstances. But it is very good to know in this time the Lord is still there. I can't see him, but he is still there. He never changed. Look, there comes the fourth watch. If these 3 hours are gone, the sun rise up, then you must not look for a foreign light or a help light. Then you can see with your own eyes. But in this time of watching, the fourth one, the Lord comes over the sea. He comes in a way nobody from the disciples expects. Why? When they saw the Lord, they thought that's a spirit. And they started to cry. They were afraid. Do you know such a situation in your life? Big trouble. You know very well I'm on the right way because the Lord gave me the instruction to walk this way. to cross over the sea. And it is so hard, and I'm still waiting for him. Praying day and night. I can tell you, hours could be in the night like days in big trouble. Still waiting. And there comes a moment where the Lord steps into your life, into your trouble in a way you didn't expect. We are so smart often. We have so much ideas how we can help ourselves. And what the Lord should do. We had so many solutions. But often we must learn when the Lord comes with his solution, we are more than astonished because it is out of our hearts and soul and our minds, what he is doing. We never expect. And that was what these disciples never expect. They didn't expect that the Lord comes walking on the water. There is still a storm. It doesn't stop. Maybe it is also in your life. Storm doesn't stop. Difficulties doesn't end. Sorrows doesn't stop, but the Lord is coming, and your eyes have him in your view. So, what is now? Does the things change? When they start to cry because they don't understand that it is the Lord who is coming, he has to tell them, don't be afraid. That's I. That moment where the disciples listen to this known voice of the Lord. Circumstances doesn't change, but their hearts and souls changed. They know this is the wonderful voice of the Lord we heard by years. It's not a foreign voice. It is a well-known voice for the soul. We say it again. Circumstances doesn't change in this moment. But the voice is well-known. Look, now comes a very interesting picture before us. It's a picture from me, maybe from you. And it is a story in this story with Peter. Peter says, Lord, if thou it, then say to me, come to me, walk on the water. And the Lord said, come. Peter, why did you ask this? The order of the Lord was to cross the sea by ship, not by feet. That's what we are doing. We get an order from the Lord, and if we see the Lord and hearing his voice in the trouble, we start to do things the Lord never wants that we do it. The order was to cross by ship, not to walk with the feet. It is not standing here, but dear sister, dear brother, I can imagine that Peter doesn't expect that the Lord said, come. He was in the ship. He knows the ship very well. And it was a good place in the ship to hear the Lord's voice because that was an experience of his life. He often leads a ship where the Lord was in and preaching and hearing his voice. Look, when the Lord said, Peter, come. He was in a very big trouble. If he doesn't leave the ship, the other disciples will never see a very serious Simon Peter in him. So what had we to do? He must do the step. That's it. Do you know this from your life? I know it from my life. To talk very loud, special things, you know? And the Lord said, okay, come on. And then you have to make this step. Yeah? Peter stepped out of the ship and is walking on the water, how great, how faithful is the Lord. He let him walk over the water. Do you know this from your life, that there comes moments where the Lord said, come, because you have not so very good idea to do, and you start and it works very well, but then you start to look around you. And if Peter heard the voice of the storm, not the voice of the Lord, and saw the waves and all how big the trouble is in the sea, he starts to sink. Maybe there is a time where the Lord must give us the lesson in our life that we start to sink because we talk too loud to him. A question, especially for young people here. To walk out of a ship, to walk over water, look to the circumstance and sink, does it make sense? I can tell you no, because if the sun is shining, you also can't walk over water. That's the big lesson that the Lord gave his disciples and Peter. It's not a question to look about circumstances in your life. It's not a question how good you can walk with your feet. It's a question of faith to do this. Because nobody can walk over water. You know that. Try it. It will never work. That Peter could walk over water was because the Lord is the creator. And he gives Peter the possibility to walk in this way. He was very faithful against Peter because he wants to give him a very, very important lesson. Peter, it's not a question to talk very loud in the presence of your brethren, of the other disciples. It's not a question that you understand my voice very well. That you could walk over water. The only reason is how long you had the faith to do it. Because you trust in me. And you know how great I am. You can walk. Remember, the circumstances haven't changed. It is still stormy. He's still on the way to the Lord, but then he starts to sink because his faith was very small. And there was doubt from one moment to the next in his heart that the Lord may be not help him and he will die and sink to the ground. Look, this is my heart. To walk away with the Lord. And then circumstances make a lot of trouble. And you start to sink. Do you really believe that the Lord will have you go down under in the water? Could you imagine that the Lord give his life for you, his blood, and then he said, oh, I'm sorry, sink. Do you really believe that? No. But he cried, Lord, save me. I can tell you the creator who created the ear, he is that one who really listened to the cry of his own. Look, in Germany, we have a lot of Christian sorts of associations, and they all have something, I think you don't have it here, prayer books. You can open it, very nice words, very serious words. But if you are in trouble in your life, and the Lord starts to teach you how to pray, you will learn what it will be to cry. This is a moment of very big trouble, where you know there is only the last chance. Cry to the Lord. Do you know this in your life? Big trouble, where you never see a help, where you reach this point, down on your knees, crying, Lord, save me. Look, Peter stopped, and his small faith made it impossible that he could reach the Lord. He starts to sink. That's me, maybe that's you. But the Lord every time reached you and me. He reached out his hand, bring him out of the water, and bring him in the ship where he was before. How faithful is the Lord in our life? How faithful is the Lord against Peter? How great is his help? How different are his ways? But he never changed. And it is great to see that moment where Peter learned the lesson. Circumstances changed. They are not crying. They are not scared. They are not afraid. They are looking to a wonderful person that they have in her ship. They start to worship the Lord. They have seen him when the baskets were filled. Really, he is the creator. And his hand is every time full of blessings. From small and little, he can make big and enough. This is very interesting to learn. But they had something more to learn. He is not only a creator. He is the Son of God. The end of that lesson was, for Peter and the disciples, we have to worship only this one person, the Son of God. On the end of my very easy words, a question. What is this person in your life, your heart, and your soul, and your spirit? How great is this Son of God for me and you? This is the answer of all questions in your life. How more he is, how less I am. How greater he is, how smaller I am. How more I see his power and strength, how more I know I am nothing.